It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the conversation of the power of prayer. I thought this would be a good one where we left off last week talking about, you know, if we could imagine what it would be like to be on earth when Jesus was here and performing these magnificent miracles. And just last week kind of gave me a hard reminder of the fact we still get to see them. Of course, I'm sure everybody out there has heard the story about Damar Hamlin, the football player who went into cardiac arrest on the field and they say was dead for almost 9 minutes. And now is completely neurologically intact. Seems to be, I mean, just good as he was before he went down, which kind of to me sounds like a working miracle of God. Jeff?
Have you ever had something you prayed for and you didn't get?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I often find, though, at this point in my life versus, you know, maybe where I was even just a couple years ago, is that when you're praying for things that maybe you want but don't necessarily need, I think that makes a difference.
Prayer is a very powerful thing. And as a believer, we pray because we believe prayer moves mountains. Mm-hmm. It's because God moves them, but it's not our will, it's His will. And that's key right there. Mm-hmm. And what I have learned in my 20 some years of being a Christian is that prayer is not about you rubbing the magic lamp and getting what you want. Prayer is more about you learning and discerning what God wills. Mm-hmm. And if we agree with God and want what God wants, God will give us what we want.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
It does.
There's God's stated, unchanging, sovereign will. And then on the lesser part of this, there is God's permissive will. And they sound like they're the same, but they're not.
What do you mean in terms of permissive will?
So your wife says, hey, Tyler, can you run over to the local store, our big Wally World, and get some formula for the baby? You're like, yeah. So you and I hop in the car, and she didn't say which road we'd take. She didn't care. The whole point was all she wanted was the destination. Mm-hmm. So the path that we chose to get there is up to us.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's the same thing with God. God has given us very clear instructions about the end of how it's supposed to go.
The final destination, but what's your path for getting there?
But the path there, we run into issues. Or we run into an obstacle.
Sure.
And God wants us to get to that end destination and intervenes. And as we pray, God intervenes and acts on our behalf to help us accomplish the task He set out for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of unlocking things for prayer for us. So in other words, the notion many have about Aladdin and a magic lamp that we rub and we get our three wishes is why many people don't pray, because they've tried it. They might have even bought a lamp. And the genie never comes out and they never got their pony. God does act. And I'm not surprised that when a large portion of America cried out to God, and He gets the glory for this, that He acted on behalf of this player.
I think what's really cool is, well, two things. One is that I believe we were just shown firsthand that God, although I believe personally the world is in, you know, at least some semblance of chaos at this point, mm-hmm. with the things that we are doing in society and
our godlessness.
Yes, I think there is a lot of it. But yeah. I think what was really cool and powerful to see is that I don't believe God has turned His back on us as a nation yet. In terms of people cried out when they realized there was nothing else to do, and He answered.
Well, if you read the Old Testament stories, the back turning of God wasn't so that He cast the people off permanently. It was shutting them down, shutting them off from His power, from His presence, from His provision, from His blessing, so that they would return to Him.
Sure, almost giving them, like what you would do with your children per se, of like you're giving them consequences to their actions.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're shutting them down because they acted inappropriately. Maybe our closest level would be you putting them in the corner and they're cut off from you for a time, for sure. 30 seconds or a minute, and they don't feel your love. You still love them, but they don't get to feel your warmth, your love,
your embrace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you've made a point to let them know you've crossed the line here.
Yep. I think another cool thing too was to see all of these places to which have removed God in society. I mean, the different sports leagues, certainly across the spectrums of television. I mean, there was a guy who, he stopped his show on ESPN and prayed with everybody right on the show.
Right.
And you don't see that anymore, that's for sure.
That's the one video, that's where it all started for me. I saw that video and said, oh, wow. You know, it must have been bad because they're praying on TV and it wasn't cut off. Because they were censoring that at one time.
What's that verse that says the things that are impossible with man are possible with God?
Yeah.
I think people came to a hard, fast realization of there's nothing man can do here other than, now certainly I'm not saying that CPR wasn't important and what the doctors did for this player wasn't important, because they certainly were, but I would guarantee you if you asked either the people that did CPR or the doctors when they took this young man in, what's his outcome going to be? And I would guess most of them are going to say he's going to pass away.
Right, or be mentally handicapped.
Sure.
Yeah, something.
Absolutely.
And for him to have minimal to know, we don't know fully.
He's up on Instagram on live video.
Right.
He seems, certainly I don't, you know, obviously I wasn't there, I don't know for sure, but he seems to be pretty sound and normal.
And this is where, you know, people who are not of faith or who are of multi-faith, where they believe in the great cosmos of something, but not really sure what it is. It could be a green vapor of God for all they care. But they're praying to the great spirit or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. They just have, they believe something's out there, but they don't necessarily believe in the God of the Bible. That's where we have such varying degrees of belief systems out there, or those who say, well, I'll pray, it won't hurt anything. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, but everyone on all different levels came together and prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And do I think that the God of heaven acts and honors those prayers at times? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, you know, what works against us, the atheists, which you and I used to be, is the atheist looks at us and says, oh, he got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all prayed, and yes, we all wanted for him, willed for him good things. And did that help in their mind? Yes. Did it change the situation? No. But, you know, it does help to have people pulling for you. And, you know, the reason why he's here in the end is because paramedics and doctors and whatever else did something for him that spared his life. How would you look at it 10 years ago? And that's just it.
Pretty much along those,
yeah,
it's like, those lines, yeah, or those parameters.
And so, and you Christians just want to give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, with your present worldview, now you can see what you couldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're like, okay, God's at work. And there's two different kinds of work here. There's God at work through us, and there's God at work apart from us.
Exactly. And that was kind of my point of, to think that we still don't need to take action while praying and have God work through us through action, I think is also equally as silly. Of course, action is going to create his results. But to think at the same time, like I told you, these people produce those same actions for, you know, many people in similar situations that don't have a large collective of prayer going on for them. And like I said, if you ask most of them, what is this young man's outcome going to be? Well, they would tell you, you know, based on what we know and what we experience, probably not very good.
Yeah, the atheist wants to discredit results when we are involved. The Christian understands that all along, God wants to involve us.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
You're exactly right. It's for sure.
You know, I was talking to my wife about this, and on the flip side, there are prayers that God has answered sometimes, and you're like, whoa, God answered my prayer. She was telling me about back in high school, there was a guy she was really, before we got together, that she was really serious about. They were talking about marriage, and he proposed. I guess there was no ring exchange yet, but he had proposed, said he loved her, and they were planning their future. She was about to graduate. He was already in college, and I knew the guy. I went to school with him. Good guy. Nice guy. And I guess they broke up. He came home during the summer before she came to college and said, I don't love you anymore. Broke her heart.
Hmm.
He was her whole world. New Christians often do this. Some will read through the Bible, and some open the Bible and just put their finger down and start reading and claim a promise, right? That's like a new Christian thing. It's fun. And so they strip the Bible of its context or, you know, what the promise actually says. But she ran across this John 14 prayer, reference rather to prayer. John 14 says this, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. Here's your context. and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, there's the key, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me anything in my name, and I will do it. And she came across this and said, oh, he broke up with me. I'm going to ask God for him to take me back.
Mm.
So that was her prayer. And he did.
Mm.
He took her back, and she said it was the most miserable thing. She said it was like that movie Pet Cemetery, where your dog died and you went and buried in this one cemetery and it comes back, but it's not the same.
But in a way, it was exactly what she needed.
Well, she said what happened for her was, what I opened with, was that she came to the understanding, it's not about what I want, it's what mm-hmm. God wants for me, and I want what he wants for me, not what I want for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the end, if we can get to that place, all of us, yes. First of all, God's going to answer our prayer, because we're looking in the same direction for the same destination, and God will provide, God will answer, God will move mountains on our behalf. But if your thought process is, God's just going to give me whatever, I want a pony, I want $1 million, I want whatever,
right.
me, it's all about me, which is our society today,
mm-hmm.
God's not going to be your magic genie.
Selfish over selfless, mm-hmm. for sure. I actually just posted a quote today on our Facebook page from C.S. Lewis that says, I want God, not my idea of God.
Mm.
And I think that's a great great thing to maybe chew on and consume a little bit in terms of, especially for myself included, of, you know, my idea of how I think I want things to be isn't always going to be what the Holy Spirit wants it to be.
You know, there's a saying I heard someone say, and I'll tack on my own little couple words on it, but it said, a God who gives you anything you want isn't God. He's your slave. Because
mm-hmm.
if he gives you whatever you want, he's not God.
Well, and you're not serving him, then he's serving
right.
you, right?
Exactly. And that's why he's not God. He's your slave.
I try to think of, too, in terms of prayer, each night when I pray, I think of, I kind of symbol it up in these five G's of the goodness of God. I pray to have that bestowed over me. The grace of God, the guidance of God, and the gospel as well, to know, you know, to know, give me your words of wisdom or things to say or things to know. And then last is to give me your glory in terms of allow me to maybe do things that I otherwise wouldn't be capable of.
Mm, yeah. You know, I like you, pray those same prayers, and then I often sometimes stop and think, hasn't God already promised to guide us?
Yes, he has.
Hasn't God already promised to bless us?
He certainly
you know,
has.
And so what you're really, if you think about it, when you pray those things, it's more about you coming to awareness that God's at work in your life,
mm-hmm.
just as he promised. And again, you syncing, like you try and sync your phone with your calendar, it's us syncing with his calendar,
mm-hmm.
and getting on his agenda.
And I think you're exactly right in terms of, by asking for what he's promised you already, it's almost just for me in my own head personally, a reformation mm-hmm. of,
I want what you want.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I acknowledge and I accept the gifts you give me. And again, I want to want, mm-hmm. I want to want what you want. And I think that we all live in a constant state of, we still have our own wants and desires, and it's trying to empty ourselves of that so we can embrace what he has for us.
Didn't, as Bon Jovi sang, I guess we're all living on a prayer, aren't we?
If we're not, we're missing out. Because,
if we're not, we certainly should be.
Yeah, we're missing out because, again, prayer moves mountains.
Maybe not living on a prayer, but living each day in prayer.
In prayer, yeah. Because mm-hmm. the God, when we pray, he hears.
And even in prayer, I think what it happens with action, you know, you pray and you take action to what you're called and led to do.
Right. And when we take action by faith, God shows up.
Every time.
Yep.
And magnificent things seem to happen. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please share the word.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.